that rocks.
If you can name it, there's a guy who's fucked it.
Oh, yeah.
Blenders. Guys have fucked blenders.
Guy fucking a snake. Yeah,
guy
no, right.
Tables.
The snake pussy.
Chairs.
He's got a big anaconda.
There was a problem there.
Fix it. Fix it.
Okay, I'm sorry I even said it. I'm sorry I said it. That's,
what is good? Oh, I'm fucking pissed. All right, so we're no longer on Twitch. Yeah, Twitch just signed me out, and you need an SMS to sign in and an authenticator. This is how I lost my first Twitch account, which I was about to be partnered off of, because my phone broke. But now I lost this new one because, God forbid, you just sign in with your email and password. You need some third-party SMS thing. Nigga, that was four phones ago and four phone numbers ago. I don't remember what the phone number was. No, so that Twitch is gone. So when I delete this stream, it's just gone. So I set up a new Twitch tomorrow, which I'm going to have to do. Ugh. I'm so glad that site is dead, by the way. When they announced they're allowing everyone on Twitch to restream the other things that they stream on Twitch, I was like, oh, they're dead. All their video game people left and went to YouTube, as they should. Twitch thought they were going to get away with paying huge streamers $3 million a year to be exclusive. When all of them are on YouTube and make way more money, but they don't have to. I have to only live stream on Twitch and I have to do it for this many hours a week. And oh, your site's about to be fucking dead, and I'm happy. Your annoying faggot site. Who does that with a site? I got my email and password. I can't sign in. They have to send me some code through. Fuck. When I made that last Twitch account, probably two phones and two phone numbers ago. Couldn't tell you. Ugh, die. Die, Twitch. Die. I did fuck your mom. How is a nigga talking to me on Twitch if I can't sign into my Twitch, by the way? How is this happening? Well, you're still talking to me on Twitch. I can't sign into it or anything. Maybe the stream is still there? I have no idea how you're fucking talking to me on Twitch right now. What's the title on Twitch? Because it wouldn't let me change the title. And I couldn't sign in just on my own, not through a restream. Oh, yeah, we're playing the Pat Dixon thing right off rip. Then we're getting into Red Bar, then New Conspiracy Social Club. That fucking Pat Dixon. Mad Dubs today, Warzone, Iron Trials on Rebirth, that was what they did today. Not a lot of kills, a shitload of dubs, though. It's easy to get dubs in that mode for some odd reason. And like, you never end up with your loadout at the end, which is fine for me, but I need to play Kumir from... just go to the Compound Media YouTube channel. He posted the whole show in three different clips. Just go there and watch it on Compound Media at YouTube. So you can just check it out there. I've never done an edible. I heard edibles get you higher than weed. And I used to be kind of a pothead, but I stopped, like, getting high. And, although I have considered maybe getting high in the future. If I get the most lowest grade shit ever. No, I've never done H. I never done I, J, K, L, M, N, or P either. But, yeah, Pat Dixon. He went on Steel Toe with Jim Cornette, dude.
If you-
oh, wrong thing. I'm still trying to figure out whose hairline is worse. This dude or his wife's. I like this shout out.
You're right. I get that same vibe with Gino where I'm like, this insecure, like delusional fucking guy, like I almost feel bad. And then something in the back of your head goes, he's a fucking asshole. Don't, you know?
Yeah. It comes out in actions when you have an ego like that, that you have to feed constantly and talk about how right you are and have everybody, you know, you want everybody shitting on your enemies. And it's like, It's ridiculous. He's a ridiculous person.
Yeah.
And that's why, even though I can't say that punching people was the right thing to do, obviously, I don't, you know, I mean, like, violence, not good. We get it, right?
Yeah.
But I don't regret it.
You have to remember, Pat Dixon does a show about how violent black people are, and they just go to violence. So he has to say that, even though he did the same thing. His whole show and shtick is, black people are violent. He's homeless. Of course he is.
I mean, it's what had to happen, and I'm fine with it.
You mentioned this, and I had actually kind of forgotten about it. We actually watched it on our show one night because somebody was in the chat going, "Did you hear this just happened over on?" Because when we do our evening show, Kyle from Unique Entertainment is on, and we've interviewed him before on this channel. And you asked me, you go, "Did you hear my thing with Unique?" And my eyes lit up. And I went, "Oh, yeah, that was fucking bizarre." So you were talking to Kyle, and I think he was in the bag a little bit. And he started.
Next time I talk to Steel Toe guy, I have only one question. At what point do you buzz it off?
Again, asking you about the fucking punch. And, like, he just kind of.
Yes,
kept...
I asked him about the fucking punch. The only thing this nigga could possibly even be a tiny blip on my radar about. The only thing he could possibly be a blip on my radar about, I asked him about. And I didn't even ask him about it for like 2 seconds. The nigga left like 2 minutes in.
Going and you find what happened? Did you just kind of finally go, "Okay, I'm not fucking talking to this idiot anymore. I'm hanging up."
Well, I just realized that he was drunk, and that with that drunkenness.
No, you didn't show up on time. What are you talking about? I was drunk.
This came like a kind of hostility, and I didn't. I mean, look, somebody had tried to prepare me. They said, like, this is kind of like what he normally does, and they sent a link. Well, the link went to a YouTube channel that was taken down, and I know he goes, I guess, on. You know, there's another location for whatever, but I was like, what the fuck? It'll be fine. So because I wasn't aware of him at all, really. I mean, I just knew him from, like, I guess, Twitter or whatever.
Everything you ever watched. What are you talking about, dude? Don't try to do, you don't pretend you don't know. I'm way bigger than you, faggot. Don't pretend you don't know who I am. And I'm the only person that covers you, weirdos. So.
Or Joe Exotic, but look, I mean, I got nothing bad to say about him, except he was just like, during that interview, he was just really hostile. You know, he was like,
hostile. This nigga looks like a faggot Anderson Cooper, by the way, which is a hard thing to pull off. And my God, he needs that rink surgery that Brian Callen got, the eyelid surgery.
He
has 8-pound bags under his eyes. God damn.
He's calling it a sucker punch, which I don't like. It's not a sucker punch. Guy is watching me walk up, and he knows that I'm pissed off. And, you know, speaking to me, a sucker punch is punching somebody in the back of the fucking head or from behind.
No, a sucker punch is walking up to somebody and punching them in the face without them knowing you're going to do it. You want to fight, when you walk into a bar, you say, nigga, let's go outside for a head up. Walk up and punch somebody. And then carry
from the side, they don't see it coming. So
instead, you left after fucking less than 2 minutes. I did about that. I moved on to, I only made $100 from compound. And that's when you left, by the way.
Exception to that. And he really stuck to his guns. And then he's like, and you put all your power into it. And he just kind of, you know. And you didn't knock him out. You should have knocked him out cold, you know, like basically insulting my punching power.
Like your Deontay Wilder or something.
I've never punched anybody in my life. Yeah. It's still, you don't want to hear that. Yeah. So it's like, wow, this guy's just coming at this from this really hostile point of view. And I don't have time for that shit.
God damn it, Pat. How dare you not be Lennox Lewis?
Yeah. I mean, I supposedly broke his jaw. Is that not good enough?
Right. I mean, if you have a choice between... Oh,
I wonder how fraud this Pat Dixon dude is. Guess he came out in a hostel. Because I'm black. His whole show is, no, black people are violent. They're hostile. No, black people are not hostile people. When I walked up and punched Gino Visconti in the face and then you knock him down. I sucker punch him, but how is this nigga funny in any way, shape, or form? I don't see it.
Knocked him down or he stayed standing and I broke his jaw. I'd rather have the broken jaw because I can break bones with my fist. I can't control that he can stay on his feet. I mean, that, and he was probably shit-faced, so he probably didn't feel it as much.
Well, I spun him around and he fell into the bar.
Shitfish and knocking him out easier.
Stuff. Yeah. I mean, like he did. It's not like he was just like, oh, if I like just stood there and like no movement at all. I mean, but I think what do you say, Kyle? Kyle thought I was supposed to knock him out with one punch.
Yeah, it's not fair. The ropes kept him up.
You sucker punched him. So he knocked him down. By the way, broken jaw, I don't believe it for a second. This is just trying to sue you for what you got nothing to sue for.
And it doesn't really work that way.
It's a standing 8 count. It's a standing 8 count at least.
I'm not Captain McCluskey from The Godfather here.
I thought I threw all you guinea hoods out of here. So anyway, that brings us to Gavin and Censor.
Yeah, I don't know. He responds to me. Really? Response. That was it. Dude, why'd you leave so quick? We were 2 minutes in. We disagreed about the punch. And so, we got $100. You left. And ask you other shit. And he got other shit. I don't know, he didn't care. There's a Gavin clip. And it was not the finish. I know what to play, I know what to finish. Just sit back. Is Steel Toe Guy low-key throwing shade at you? No. Steel Toe Guy does the whole thing based on interviewing people. So he has to keep those relationships. So, like, I don't want to say he has to kiss ass, but he has to keep it cordial enough for not only that guest, for a newer guest to come on. He's not even doing it for that guest, because Steel Toe Guy doesn't give a fuck about Pat Dixon. You drop that hit, that shit got no views. But for the next one, you don't want to get a reputation, and that's what he does, so. But like someone challenges him or something, you'd probably call him out and shit. I would assume. I didn't see this part of it already.
We need a promotion. We need something to get these bottles moving. What could excite people? They make one that's like $3 more. Gentleman's Jack. Aged for one more year. This is good. So you don't really know. But then Buffalo Trace came. They gave him some education. And now he thinks Buffalo Trace is like the only guy in town. And you've really, every time somebody brings him a different liquor, it's, oh, Buffalo Trace, Buffalo Trace. I don't know how obligated Joe is with Buffalo Trace, how much he has to follow their, you know, guidelines for the ad deal that they've done. But this was interesting, and it's going to make more sense coming up when we watch Mark Norman's Protect Our Parks episode coming up next, because Mark Norman and Sam Morrell just came out with their own whiskey called Bodega Rat or something. What is it called?
Bodega Cat.
So Mark Norman and Sam Morrell, fresh off his new special at the Den in Chicago.
Mark Norman, can everyone stop trying to be a businessman and just do stand-up comedy?
They came out with their own whiskey called Bodega Cat. We're going to learn about that today. I've got my bottle on pre-order. I don't think it's out for the public
yet. There was
yet,
a little too much Shark Tank.
A taste test here. But then Brendan comes in. I guess, Jules, you said he's had this whiskey for a while. It's called Tiger Thick. Tiger Thick, bro. You know, he couldn't have named it
the
after
name
his
of
son.
Your son and
wait,
sex
his son's name is Tiger?
Yeah.
And it could, really? Is that his name?
You don't know about this?
I don't know their names, bro.
Is it the fighter and the kid?
I don't need their name. Trust me, I don't need their names. It's just like how I don't need to know porn stars' actual names. As long as I got the fucking videos. Why didn't he call it Tiger Shakes? Could you imagine he makes a shaker bottle named after his son? Imagine that. Okay, so Brendan has his own whiskey, too. So let's watch Joe. And Joe is kind of mean to his friend, so he's already kind of insulted Brian. And then here comes Brendan with his new whiskey. And Joe says more insulting stuff. And we've seen this time and time again, where Joe kind of insults his friend's special promotions. Have you seen this? It's almost like he knows how bullshit they are, so he can't really promote it to you with a straight face. He feels guilt, right? So he can't really do it with a straight face, so he has to like make fun of it. Meanwhile, Joe is selling everything under the sun. Remember, if you go on Instagram, you'll be just hit with like a targeted ad from some like company that makes tent stakes. And it's Joe Rogan talking about him on the show. I mean, really, he's doing like 40 to 50 brand deals at any given time. So it's strange. Whenever somebody wants to promote something on Joe's show, he's always got to shit on it. Here it comes.
I wasn't mean-spirited. We disagreed for 2 minutes over a thing, and the nigga couldn't move on.
Tiger, what is it called? Tiger Thick is the name of Brandon's whiskey, which, by the way, if anyone wants to buy me a bottle, send it to the P.O. Box, I'll pay you back. Sounds delicious. Would love to taste it. I'm a whiskey guy, right? All right, let's hear Tiger Thick.
I get caught up in them.
How weird is that statement?
That's a by the way, that's a certified, that's a fact. You guys are talking about
that's
jiu-jitsu
a fact,
grips.
Man.
I'm lost
here,
in the fight.
Give me your fucking glass. So I can pour you some Tiger Thick.
Tiger Thick.
It's very good whiskey with the worst fucking name ever.
Come on. Very good whiskey with the worst fucking name ever. Named after his son, and his brand is called Thick, right? THICCCCCCCC. Boy of Productions. Course. So you're just bashing his name. You know, that's like, there's plenty to bash. Nobody comes into your studio, Joe, and makes fun of the million things that we could make fun of. Remember the Red Room? Every guest, even Kanye, sat in that Red Room going, oh, I like the studio. Because you're nice. You know, they're nice to you. He can't do the favor back, meaning he's nervous about today. Okay, so let's see. He's pouring some Tiger Thick. Will he like it?
Oh, man. How dare you.
It's a bad name, but the whiskey's very
fucking
good.
Oh, I love
good.
The name.
What's the name?
Tiger Thick.
Yeah, it's bourbon off my and son Japanese Thick. Whiskey mixed.
But it's legit whiskey. It's very
legit.
Good.
Okay, legit. Good,
I'm already getting heebie-jeebies.
I know a lot of people that have, like, alcohol brands, but it's not legit. No. This is
really
legit.
Whoa. I knew a lot of people that have alcohol brands. Could he be talking about Bodega Cab? Mark Norman and Sam Morrell's new whiskey. See, Joe, and by the way, this guy's putting his name on everything. I just got somebody, they sent me the Killcliffe energy drink with Joe Rogan with his heads of pineapple now because it's pineapple flavored. He'll sell his name to anybody. So I don't know why you're going around making fun of people. And by the way, you got enough money where you don't need to take on low rent brand deals like that. Okay, so let's see. He's going to take a sip, and then we'll go to some choice codes, bro. Coming up.
Yeah, award winning.
Cheers, we're cheers, boys. Cheers, guys.
We're back.
Hey. We're back.
Hey. It's been forever. Holy shit.
Carry on.
What, about 4 years?
The pandemic and... I mean, it's like,
okay, so that's how Joe normally takes some whiskey, right? We just saw him. It was straight into the glass. This is for later. Remember this. He poured it straight into the glass with a circle ice cube, and he goes, and he was able to talk. No faces made, right?
I named my brand.
And here they go.
Man.
How long's it been? So remember the whiskey part for later. How long has it been? Let's see, boys.
Very legit.
Yeah.
Are we on air?
Award winning.
Gentlemen,
cheers, boys. The crew is back.
Hey. Ooh, they don't look happy. They don't look.
Hey, it's been forever. Holy shit.
Yep. What, about 4 years?
Wow.
The pandemic and.
Oh, yeah, the pandemic. Like, that was it.
We didn't do one.
You see Joe trying to get. Oh, yeah, that pandemic, huh? Well, you saw all your other friends. You couldn't wait. You were the first person breaking out of the lockdowns. Remember that? Joe was the very first person to step over the line from.
But you took a year off, Red Bar.
House to outside, while everybody else was in the ICU, Joe was the first person
Never
who needed to break the lockdown to go out and party, remember? So
I love as I watched Red Bar cover the thing I covered, but yeah, you took a year off too.
The COVID didn't hold you back.
I'll be right back.
The rape. And the Brendan Schaub and also Eddie Bravo with the Alex Jones and Spotify. It was all, you couldn't be around your three best friends. They were bad for business. And now he's going to blame COVID. You know, the disease that he doesn't even find to be real. The only one it's convenient for him.
It's hard because, like, we'd have to get one that wasn't working. Right, so I work all the North American ones,
and you're in Austin.
We weren't doing it that much.
Oh, there,
and I'm here now.
They're all helping them out.
So it's like everyone has to be in
town.
The last
time all
of us
were together was
all have to, and everyone had to be in town. And yes, it was very hard. Believe me, I couldn't even get out of my driveway most of those days. Yes, Joe. Oh yeah, look at Callan's face. Does this look? Hold on, we gotta wait for it. See this? I hate this Spotify. We might have to start recording these.
I know.
And then doing it because look at that. So there he is. Oh, yeah? Very confident. He don't look like this in his special. We'll compare. Take a mental screenshot of that. All right, let's hear a little bit more. Lots of excuses flowing.
1987. Last time, boys. Good to see you
Reagan
guys.
Was president.
I just got pubes.
It was sometime in 2020.
Full sip.
For sure.
No, I don't
no
think
way.
So, Eddie.
Yeah. No way.
Not
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah? Yeah? For sure. The four of us? We did one during the pandemic?
That's when Callan blew the whistle and started every problem.
Oh,
fuck,
that's right.
Dude. You blew the Aztec death whistle.
Yes.
Right
No. That wasn't fun.
Dude, you caused all this.
I apologize
Bro,
to everybody.
I got that
okay,
thing.
Now they're all overcompensating for being losers. Got it.
Now you can go to 3720.
Yeah.
This is just a little part that I thought was funny.
Oh, they're going to talk about my buddy, Andrew
Let's just
Tate.
Say they have a Joe has a unique take on Tate.
Really? A Tate take. So even these guys know about my Andrew Tate. I brought Tate into this world.
Well, Michaela did.
Well.
Give credit where it's due.
Michaela brought Tate into this world, and then I brought Tate into this world, too. Okay, so this is 3720. And I really love how Tate's been handling this. You know, very responsible. Tate goes after Logan Paul again today.
I've got clips from that we can
show. Yeah. She's trying to rush us, folks.
No, I'm not.
She's trying to rush us.
I just want to make sure we get everything in.
She's talking shit about me. 3720, okay. 3720. Sorry, guys. I'm hammered.
Okay, 3720. Sorry.
Not good at Spotify.
Just an older guy trying to get used to this.
Just an older guy.
There we go. 3715. Pretty close, bro. Here we go.
Tate Talk.
You're going to arouse the powers that be.
Why can't he speak his truth, though? Why can't he feel
me? They send me shit, and they go, you keep talking this shit. We're about to pull your fucking... They warn me.
So I like Gabby Bravo. Because at least you're not Andrew Tate. Like, they see his...
Who's the most likable guy here for you, Jules? Eddie Bravo?
Of course.
Out of the four? Probably the most honest, right?
The original White Claw Gabe.
Yeah, the original White Claw Gabe. I love that. Eddie Bravo, did you guys know, is White Claw Gabe. So, okay, good. We got that out of the way. Let's hear about Tate.
Assets. That's this is his financial banking.
He was saying things about women that he was saying that, like, what did he say that specifically got them triggered?
You know, this is funny. Jules made a great point to me the other day. Every time people talk about Tate, they, like, did no planning. So people would be like, oh, man, Tate, he did. Had to go. I mean, he was terrible. And they'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, he did terrible things to women, like...
We also have Jules in the house.
I'm so sorry. I screwed that up. Hold on. But they'll be like, yeah, what did Tate do? And they'll be like, yeah, he's done so many bad things, like... Well, for one, he said that, like, he'd rather have a male pilot, and then, yeah, tons of bad stuff. I mean, really, like, really bad stuff of women. Like, one time he said that he didn't think they were, like, as good at driving, I think. So they never can really recall anything bad that Tate's done. You know, they never can recall it, which is interesting to me. And I feel like if somebody's bad, they're a fool. You should be able to list 10 bad things about them as soon as somebody asks. But when it comes to Tate, they all kind of go, oh, yeah, dude, they had to do it. They had to get him off social media. Trust me. Because he was like, what was he like?
Yeah, the Tate thing.
Female airplane stuff. And I think there was more. And I think something about human... And they never know. And it's like... You should probably think about it for 2 seconds before you say that you agree.
By the way, I don't agree with his banning.
Not yet. Not yet. And I was on I was the one being attacked. Thousands of messages a day from Tate's supporters saying they want me dead. They're coming to get me with a gun. You got to understand when death threats are funny and when they're serious. And Tate's death threats are funny. Tate is a nice, loving guy. He didn't mean.
You know what's odd? I've gotten sued by Brendan Schaub. I don't think I've ever gotten a death threat, though.
No harm. And the video is fake. Here's the other thing. This beating video that went around the internet, right? Now, do I believe it's real? Maybe. There is a video of Andrew Tate going around beating up a woman. She's screaming, right? Well, Andrew Tate has come clean, and he said that video is from role playing. I like it rough and dirty, which is sick, by the way. Which is sick. But then the girl, here's the interesting part, because none of you watched. You talked about Andrew Tate for 6 months straight, but could you be bothered to watch his 45-minute going away video? No. You refuse because you're headline readers. You're Twitter trenders. You don't look into nothing. You just see what everybody else is saying, and then you kind of follow along. But I watched the whole video, and they brought on the girl from the beat-up video. And she said, oh, golly gosh, that was role playing. It was all fake. And I'm the girl from the video. And I just wanted to clear the air. I mean, this really happened.
Now, maybe Tristan had an Uzi pointed at her.
Maybe.
Right out of frame.
But here's the deal. And this is all Ethan Klein needs to know. Ethan, the girl from the video is saying it was fake. Sorry, you got no case here. Okay. But Ethan Klein and Helan, you'll see Tate sue with them, or he's planning to sue them. See, I'm even falling for the clickbait now because everybody's saying Ethan got sued. Tate sent Ethan Klein and Hila a cease and desist for that clip we showed you last week where they said, he does human traffic. He does. Well, it's not true. I mean, it hasn't been proven at least. You know, there's no evidence of him human trafficking yet. So you can't really go on and say he has done this. And that's why it's okay to ban him from social media. I mean, there's no proof of that. If you want to do it that way, fine. But then we got to ban Chris D'Elia, Brian Callen, everybody else who's just been accused. needs to be fully banned as well, if that's the story. So, I'm a free speecher. I'm not a deplatformer. You know, I want to deplatform a couple people. Ethan Klein, I want to deplatform. I do. I want him not able to work YouTube ever again. I think that would be very funny. But I like to deplatform people for comedy reasons and for vindictive reasons, not because
personal gain.
Personal gain, laughs. Is it L.A.?
Red Bar has always been a rich kid SJW Jew who is for deplatforming and shit.
U-V-E-S, laughs. I like that.
Which was...
So, but Ethan Klein has doubled down. We'll show you these clips. And I really hope Tate sues. You know, now the whole internet sues now. The whole internet fights now physically. It's getting crazy out there. And Red Bar's still nice. Okay, let's see what happens here. Joe not looking too good with his accused rape friend. He thought maybe it would just clip.
Like, who says I am for deplatforming? Not who says that. Who follows that? I am for deplatforming. And he has instructed his audience to ban other people, too. Who watches this nigga and then says, well, I am for that, too? He's emo, he hates everyone. I know. His thing is, I'm different. I get it, but... ugh. So fucking dumb and lame.
Click, but you know what? Too much time has passed, Joe. You don't really like these losers anymore, do you?
Let's see what happens.
He's basically saying misogyny.
Tate,
look,
Tate.
He plays, part of it is like a character. Yes. And part of it, he's a legit world champion kickboxer who's a hard
platforming him.
Who doesn't buy any pussy bullshit.
And look at that. So Joe Rogan's take so far is Andrew Tate is a world kickboxing champion who don't take any bull. And I believe he said this to his daughter, right? Is that coming up? Listen to this. This is what Joe tells his daughter after.
The black stepdaughter?
The whole world is going, why is Andrew Tate bad? He says this.
That's what's resonating with young people.
And he's also pro-Trump.
The worry is that he is going to, the kids are going to listen to him.
No. Red Bar is not cool. Red Bar is a rich kid Jew faggot. The ultimate snitch. Now, he's not only a snitch. Red Bar will plant some shit on you, then snitch on you. Red Bar will plant drugs on you and then snitch that you had drugs. That's what Red Bar is. And that's why...
because he's big on TikTok. My 12-year-old and my 14-year-old asked me about Andrew Tate.
And what'd you say?
What'd you say?
I said he's a legit world champion kickboxer. I go, I like him a lot. Why do you like him?
I like him a lot? He's a world champion
kickboxer.
I like him a lot. Why do you like him? Your daughter shouldn't be liking him. I mean, I think his daughter's 12 years old.
She is 12. You just
his other
that.
Daughter surely shouldn't be liking him. What's this about, Mike? What you doing, Mike? What's this? Why did you say his other daughter and you start doing this? Why do you start doing stuff like that, Mike? Why do you start doing this when you start talking about his other daughter? Why do you start doing that? Why do you start thinking about the movie? Nope! When you start thinking... it's a joke. She's half black, so... it's what somebody who's crazy would do. All that stuff. Not a black person. It's sick. Sick! So, here's Joe. And, of course, you know, this is doesn't really add up with what the rest of the internet's doing. That's why I thought it was so funny. Because the rest of the internet, as soon as Tate got his social media ban, they're all... oh, I think he was right to be. I mean, Ethan Klein has been.
How does Joe Rogan's kids know about Tate? Like I always said, I never caught the Andrew Tate or Kevin Samuels thing. My algorithm never put me on their videos. I've heard of them and people I watch mention their names. I've never seen one video from either.
And celebrating his deplatforming. Logan Paul did a crazy switcheroo that we're going to show you. One of the more disgusting Logan Paul moments turning on Tate. And regardless if you get where I'm coming from, Logan Paul, the reason he don't like Tate, well, we're going to tell you coming up, but here's a hint. He wants to be Tate.
By the way, keep me on Andrew Tate. I don't think Andrew Tate was that big of a guy. I don't think he got long enough to be that good. I don't think Kevin Samuels was that big, though. What is this Kevin Samuels, Andrew Tate thing? From what I've seen, because I've never seen their videos, but I've seen people argue over should they be banned or not. They're like kind of against women and pro men. I don't even get what that argument is or quite understand it.
I'll explain later. But let's hear more of Joe Rogan's thoughts on, what is it called, Little Man Tate? Nobody does that, Little Man Tate, huh? It's right there, too easy for everybody? Too easy. Too mean. Got it.
All right.
Yeah. I like Tate. Tate, to me, I would like if somebody could sponsor my trip to Romania to go see Tate. Imagine me spending a week with Tate like iDub spent with Sam Hyde, nervously videotaping him and trying to challenge him. I'd be hanging with Tate. I'd be jet skiing.
Is Tate even like a good kickboxer?
Can you jet ski in this outfit?
Yeah.
Water ski.
Okay, let's hear some more.
Ask him. They said he says a lot of funny stuff on Twitter and TikTok.
Really?
It's the TikTok thing, because the TikTok algorithm. He did something where he started something where you, like, join his group.
Yes.
And then you're supposed to, like, post stuff.
It's brilliant. That's how he gets followers. And but also
he did something. I don't really know.
He's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
My chief is a brilliant man. To cancel him and, you know, take him away. And they're like, we shouldn't look up to that. Okay. Then who should we look up to?
Oh! Did you hear what I hear?
Sorry.
You got to hear this. Now, this is why this Brendan Schaub keeps getting, you know, in trouble with people. Yeah. Now I understand why you hate Brendan Schaub. Now, this is really hard to rewind with, right?
There's no 1:15 seconds.
1:15 seconds. Listen to what Brendan said about Andrew Tate. Listen to this again. You're going to love this.
Yes. And then you're supposed to, like, post stuff.
It's brilliant. That's how he gets followers. But also gives you a page.
He blew up.
Yes. He's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
My thing is with the left who wants to cancel him and, you know, take him away, and they're like, we shouldn't look up to that. Okay, then who should we look up to?
Oh, okay, so we shouldn't look up to him. Then who should we look up to? Because if it's not him, then who?
God.
Wow. What are you doing, Ryan? That's pretty much
that far, Brandon. So
wow, he has the most unique Andrew Tate take on the internet, Brendan Schaub. If we can't look up to him, then who? Okay. Very, and look at his face. Hold on. I'd love to do a zoom in on his face there. If we can't look up to Andrew Tate, then who? Hold on. We'll wait for Todd Gray. Look at that. Look how I got to wait here. Just for that. Worthless. If we can't look up to Andrew Tate, then who can we look up to? This is really what he said.
You don't really have to explain.
Joe Biden. Who do you want to fill in for that?
But also, it's not their job to just say, hey, this guy's a danger to young men. What are you talking about? Like, a lot of times he was talking about how he says, become a high-value person, man or woman.
Okay,
and don't fuck
up
with people who are low-quality people.
He fucked up with the
You're
massage.
You're terrible. You know nothing. Pay those divorce bills. Keep paying your ex-wife.
You can go to 42 minutes for the vape
42
part.
Minutes. Joe vapes. So something must be.
All right, so that's Red Bar shitting on Brendan Schaub. New conspiracy social club. I want to check out Brian Callen specifically. I'm gonna have to admit something. This Biden, the student debt loan thing. In general, I agree with it, but the way he did it, I don't mind it. No. But he did it, and I don't mind it. I like it because he controlled it. He only if he made less than $100,000. It was a one-time thing. So Aaron Ford is going to understand that. I don't know, but him just this one-off student debt policy thing. I have no student debt or anything. I don't hate it as much as most people. I hate it that much. Could have controlled it that way. It is it for everyone or student debt, I'd be pissed. They capped it at 100K a year. Some poor bastard or chick paid college loans and shit. And they're going to debt. And they're going to finish college. Get a break. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I got a break from there. I joined the military and I do have debt, so. You niggas had this a lot and shit, but, yeah, I'm not hating on it as much as I think I would. Like, I can make arguments against it and it's dumb and that's what I do. And the argument is only, could only do it one time. Hard, but this is the one thing he did, and I'm not gonna shit on it too hard. I mean, anything. Some people get helped. Multimillionaires can get helped. They capped it. It's okay. I'm always for the people who need help getting help. Some people got some help off it, I guess. So, maybe I don't
want the old weaponry, a lot of the old machinery that you relied on to get you to where you are. You have to let go of the. Look at sobriety.
Hereby endorse
Think about
Joe
sobriety
Biden.
In a way.
Hereby endorse Joe Biden. And when you can't run for the re-election, Kamala Harris, too.
The amount of fun that came with just fucking off and being high, or in way or another.
I was just thinking about that.
And it comes
that.
With all that. Yeah, but right. You have embraced...
That's crazy. Now, this might just be a state a little off of. Do you actually vote? You have a ton of lines and vote? You stand in a line and vote? I don't think I ever voted a day of my life. Vote? I have opinions. I don't vote. But I'm not a political streamer. I just claim that every political streamer does. The Young Turk, the Jimmy Dores, the Ben Shapiros, the right wing, left wing, all of those people don't vote. They don't think I vote. But if you actually vote, you have time in your life to vote? Wow.
A very different thing now. You've had to let go of that. It's like saying...
I don't vote or just complain what's happening.
Saying goodbye to an old friend, an old lover, a part of you that for whatever reason...
Pornhub.
Right?
Bye.
Right? But innovation is the same way. Think about the amount of destruction that went into making your iPhone. The flip camera, gone. Kodak, gone.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, GPS, Magellan, all these companies, gone. It took a great deal of creative destruction to put it into one thing.
How Netflix destroyed Blockbuster, and now Netflix is dying?
Look at Walmart.
look at Amazon and what it's doing to
Netflix and destroyed Blockbuster. It was obviously Redbox. And then they got destroyed.
Retail.
But look at what Amazon's doing to Walmart. Walmart exactly. did it to retail. Dude, and exactly. we can get into like but what I think is.
You remember the old school Netflix? I used to have it. Can you remember that? Old school Netflix? Where you get mailed DVDs? Wow, I'm old school. I remember that. Ultimately, it was Netflix. The thing, but it wasn't Netflix. It was the Redbox that destroyed Blockbuster quickly. And then Netflix did that. But that Redbox thing fucked them over.
Point. Purposeful.
Well, no, but like you just said it. Well, Amazon is going to have drones now that are going to take your package right to your door. Then we are going to have what's called 3D printing. And in your town...
I'll play the last point I'm going to make, though. Now, that did happen, and capitalism happened, and it should happen, but should have. Growing up as a kid, Manville, Lincoln. This is before Blockbuster Video. I'm 37. I am this old. Before... the chain Blockbusters were local video stores. I grew up in Manville, Lincoln. There's the pizza place and video store. And the whole gimmick was order a pizza and a movie. So like 1995, we could order a pizza and have a movie delivered. Now, the membership to this every month was $100, and you still have to pay for the pizza and the movie. So that's why they lost only the technology, but was that better because we all have the money to pay for to do that now? Meaning, yes, it's cheaper. Everything's cheaper now. But at the time, everything wasn't cheaper. We all made enough money, so it didn't matter if it was cheap or not. And you had to decide to get it or not. And that's the thing about capitalism. And everything. Like, I love my grandparents. My grandma and grandma never finished high school. They worked factory jobs. They had a house, two kids, animals. A pool in the backyard, a vacation every year, the American dream, or you couldn't make millions and not make millions, or a Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. There are no factory jobs, and we have 80 million illegals in the country doing the low-wage jobs. And we have no factory jobs. That's a trade-off. And that's why Ben Shapiro is wrong in my mind. I'm not going to go football. Let me just play this. I'm going to go football.
In your town, you're going to have the ability to essentially make anything you want. You want a bicycle? We got it right here. And you will. So you don't have to have these massive trucks.
Ben Shapiro is the sellout Jew. If Ben Shapiro was around for the Holocaust, oh, he would have sold out.
Trucks with all that gas, you'll make it right fucking there. You'll make the clothes you wear right there to your exact specs. And everything is going to be done that way. So, and then they'll fly it to you in a drone that's electric. So the amount of destruction that's going on there, you're not going to go to a store anymore. You won't have to. You won't have to stand in line. And what I think we're going to do in 20 years is go, remember when you had to stand in line? Remember when you had to go to a store and actually pick it out?
So the
when
question,
that store didn't have your exact measurements?
Yeah.
They couldn't scan your... When I got my Invisalign...
See, I just think you're going to see a pushback to a lot of Like, I think people are cool with technology when it up to when it helps. And then I think people are going to be like, is this helping me?
The left is. 2IT is nothing but Clinton funny money.
Do I want drones filling the sky, sending me fucking packages all day?
Well, it'd be better than giant trucks that are polluting the air.
Really? I mean, like, okay.
You saw Tommy Sotomayor. Whatever happened to Tommy Sotomayor, by the way? Rest in peace, Tommy Sotomayor.
Hey, so I see a truck pulls up, guy throws a... I look at this guy. There's a swarm of robots.
They'll again, what they're going to do, like human beings do, is they'll figure out a way that makes that problem go away, where you're going to be like, you know, it's like, I don't like these power lines. Cool, we'll put them underground.
I just like, and then like the notion, like, I think people are also going to get to the point where it's like, the fun of going to the mall. You go to a mall, malls are dead now. I can't believe it. Like, where do kids go to hang out? Where do you used to run to the food court and like creep on other chicks?
Well, you're making a really good point there. Like, so there are certain technologies like my Invisalign. You used to have to bite into a mold. You'd bite into this plasticine and you'd hold it there like, huh? Like at the dentist. Like, this is as recently as 2 years ago. You'd be like, and they take a mold and send it to Invisalign. Then, now, I just got it done, and they just have a camera, and they go like this in your mouth. Done. And that goes in real time, right to Invisalign. They make your shit with artificial intelligence. Now, I'm wearing these for 4 months.
Yeah.
If I had to do the same thing with steel braces, it would have been 3.5 years. But because of artificial intelligence, I can wear these see-through braces. And in 4 months, my teeth are perfect. That's 4 months. So we're all going to love that. The larger question is,
are you always going to keep like slicing and dicing? When is Brian just going to be like this? Hey, dude, this is me, bro.
No, what we need, though, what we love is community. So you go to Athens and you walk down those streets and it's outdoor cafes on cobblestone.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been there forever. And the entire fucking city is scaled around human interaction. Not cars, not efficiency, not abundance. It's scaled around person-to-person contact with all the messiness.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go to places in Paris and you order bread, you see the person coming through.
Yeah, Brian. Well, I'll go to Paris and get their bread. You rich kid, fuck. Yeah, we're Paris. You're Athens. What? We're not going to Athens or Paris, okay? What's your point?
Through with bread there's no sanitation. Annotation, it doesn't matter. It's just bread, cheese. Yeah, there might be shit. You're walking through a bunch of people crowded together. Fuck off. It's awesome because we're all connecting. We're all laughing. We're all talking. So there's a trade-off. That the thing you sent me, the line in Saudi Arabia.
Let's bring
that shit up.
Dude, this is nuts.
And that could be so amazing or not.
My Instagram. So real quick before we get into this, my Instagram, my DMs are fire. Like, people send me stories. I'm like, what the fuck, right? And I'm kind of nervous because they're saying that the algorithm is taking into account what people are sending to me. And by the way, Instagram's coming after me again. They're silencing my new movement, which is called Do Shrooms With Your Black Friends, okay? I'm trying to start a movement where you should do shrooms with your black friends.
What a great idea.
Because that's a there's great not bit. Enough.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
Because then what happens is you just have good feelings toward everybody.
But they will start to see the psyop that's being run on them. They'll start to understand that. And... But I tried to put that out and Instagram killed this Meek Mill story that I put up.
Explain.
So Meek Mill put a post saying that he's doing shrooms now and he feels smarter and more in touch with his heart and in touch with love. And I'm like, this is what I've been saying, man. We gotta start doing shrooms with our black friends. I do shows all the time. I'm like, how many black people have done psychedelics? Very rarely.
The other owl catcher. It's a Meek Mill.
Rarely anyone raised their hand. Very rarely. And I'm like, we got to do it. So they took that down. So they're coming after Daddy again, okay? But the point is this. By the way, I had somebody tell me that they could get me back my Twitter for guess how much money.
How much?
Take a guess.
$3,500.
$20,000. I'm like, you know it's Twitter, right? Nobody cares about Twitter anymore.
At all.
I would pay maybe $2,000 at the most for that.
That's right.
Maybe.
Nobody gives a
fuck. Maybe if I decide just have my name
back.
I'm
never on Twitter.
Nobody's on Twitter.
Like literally 90% of all tweets are made by 10% of the people.
Yeah.
90% of all tweets.
It's just hot garbage.
People just love to be
dicks. But what they do
dicks.
Is they tweet there. They
what are you doing here?
They screenshot.
They have a Twitch. I think I have a Twitch. So, hands up in the chat. When I delete their live stream tonight, I think I have a Twitch. I cannot log in. They changed my phone to phone numbers the past 5 years. I think Cuba New SMS is the only site you can do email password. Therefore, I have a new touch. A new phone number right here on Jim Jet 2 on board. Because I meet new him, meet new TV, new pussy.
Then they take it to all the other places. Anyways, so this guy's like, dude, have you talked about the line in Saudi Arabia? I go, what? I go, links explain. And he sent me this fucking video.
I love it.
Which is freaky as shit.
I'm kind of.
And who is this by? Does it say who it's by?
Sujin Shin.
Sujin Shin is fucking.
I'm kind
fucking
of into
wrong,
it.
Bro.
I'm kind of very into it.
Yeah.
Okay, turn up.
That's narrow. We're like a one-story flat house, but the
Start it over. Sorry.
Because Saudi Arabia is making a megastructure called the Line.
Sorry, here we go. So you hear it all.
Would you rather live in a super tall house that's narrow, or like a one-story flat house, but all the square feet are the same? Because Saudi Arabia is making a megastructure called the Line. You gotta watch this video. It's insane.
A futuristic city called the Line. Instead of communities sprawling outward from a central location, they would be built vertically and arranged, well, in a line, hence the name. Even though the vision for the city stretches 170 kilometers, it would do away with cars entirely and instead be connected by high-speed rail that would travel the entire length in just 20 minutes. And each individual community would be largely self-contained so that almost anything you could need, be it a school, a doctor, or a quick meal, would be only a 5-minute walk away. The government says the line will run on a...
They're all going to talk about cars and voiceover, are they?
100% clean energy and make
fingers getting his knees. You fuck a old white chick. You took care of that poor girl. You're Sam Tripoli. He's taking advantage of a poor girl who came inside of. Who shouldn't run the kids. Him. It's just by your girlfriend. We're getting her again. She's 65. He's 50 now. Not being honest. You're running again. I didn't get the thing. What? They make no money, right? Oh. He's in court. I was in Joe Rogan. that matters. He's hitting it. He makes no money, but in court, that does make money. And probably he lives in Hollywood, the state of LA. LA, so. Yes, you're retargeting a helmet. It's down the road, a 65-year-old. They can't be doing it, they might be. I wanna see her, man. Well, yeah, she's doing it. Why would you do it, Trump? I don't know, why would you do it? The fucker reroll that man just... If I was in R.E. on Triple E, is a hit will do. I think the hit will do. I'll check my air situation down now. Oh shit. Why would San Tripoli be arguing for guardianship on the kids? Your job, you're on the road on it. Why would you earn you can't do guardianship. You're on the road, you can't come. What argue for that? Why would you argue that now? Man, why would you do that? You wouldn't do that. Like, you're out of love. I'm gonna say, Kyle, go away on the road, okay? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now. I'm going to give you what I think the breakdown is. I think I got it. And this is the argument that truly. This isn't an argument. Which I hit it in my life. I don't really deal with it. I'm gonna make my own money, but I don't say about. Apparently, there's a special needs kid in which money we made off of. I think that's what they're arguing off of. Tripoli. Another baby mama. But do I think Tripoli is content? Why wouldn't Tripoli say, Tripoli is a grifter, conspiracy, fucker. What do you mean? And that's me. Oh, that's right. That was it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm not peeking. Run down her number two.
Extensive use of sensors and AI to manage the city's services. The line is envisioned as a giant glass and mirrored wall, 170 kilometers long, 200 meters wide, and 500 meters tall. That's taller than the Empire State Building. It would have greenery stretching along the top, an open air ventilation system to help maintain an ideal climate year round, and it would house up to 9 million people. There will still be plenty of more cause for concern. The line is expected to be loaded with countless sensors, cameras, and facial.
What are they watching?
Recognition technology that, in such a confined space, could push government surveillance to almost unthinkable levels. Now, that would be troubling in any nation, but in a country like Saudi Arabia, where homosexuality is outlawed, LGBTQ people are persecuted, and women hold almost no rights, it's downright terrifying.
So basically, the world outside of the lines would not exist to everyone who's living inside of the building. In theory, it looks cool, like the building's being super tall and there's like water. There would be trees on like every floor so they could breathe. But 170 kilometers is basically 105 miles, give or take. I think we can all agree on, like, you know, it's healthier for the environment, but it's kind of giving Leaning Tower of Pisa vibes. If one thing is wrong, the whole thing's wrong. Everyone's screwed.
It's an interesting question because I'm so intrigued by it, and it looks awesome, and it looks like the future. Here's the thing. If you can control people, like AG just goes, it's a prison. It's like prison, but it's also like, it's also could be an incredible community in your sector. You can get anywhere on a high-speed rail, and it's like living in a giant mall. And if you know anything about Saudi Arabia, having lived there, that desert is where they build that. There is nothing that really grows. So I...
Rich kid. Like the horse and he gets raped. And a chick, and a new kid. This is odd to be hearing, I mean, the new kid shit.
I can see it working in an environment.
Why? Why? And your own kids who hate you. Wait, I'm talking right now. Your real kids. I get you fuck some hot 20-year-old. You're putting a new kid. I counted your real kids who are like 15. Yeah, and then I got a new brother or sister. That is, I never knew. Going forward. I'm gonna fuck your pussy. I'm not coming inside you, new kids. We're gonna maybe not on some Ryan Callen shit. We just got divorced. His son was like 15, and then the baby coming out to 50. You know. I'm 37, I'm 50. I'm not having a new baby at 50. What is that? Who does that? What is that, a hot young chick going inside her? Well, he's marrying her too. Yeah, like, her thing? Is that like, what are you talking about, really? What are we talking about, really? Yeah, children. And children that other wheelchair my children will be in house, in Colorado Park.
Environment like that. The other thing is they say it would you could control people with facial recognition. It's true. But what's interesting also about that is that you would, if you were to suppress people, you'd have to do it right in front of other people. It'd be hard to pull off if you have a demonstration or whatever and everybody's there. When you start arresting people, it's going to be right in front of you all the time. And people, that's also going to be on camera. So it's an interesting, it's a really interesting thing. Like sometimes technology enslaves you, but frees you. Like the laptop ended up freeing us, not enslaving us, right? Like, it's really interesting, too. Like, YouTube, people talk about censorship and stuff. There are a lot of people making a lot of fucking money, doing what they love to do because they're just good at it.
I get you.
So it creates a whole nother economy. So I tend to be optimistic. Like, I think, like, listening to Mark Zuckerberg, and I was talking to Rogan today about this, I was listening to this fucking guy talk, and, you know, it's very easy to paint a boogeyman, but I think Zuckerberg is exactly like Spider-Man, where... You end up, you're a young dude and you go, I'm going to come up with a way to meet girls at Harvard and I want to come up with this fucking, with my computer. So let's say you come up with this idea called Facebook or whatever it was called, the Facebook. Next thing you know, it becomes this Leviathan. It's a Leviathan that's so big, 3.5 billion people are using it. And they come to you and they go, hey, dude, you're in charge of 3.5 billion people. You can sway an election. You better be able to do all these things. Other countries are using it for their own good. There are people using it for bad. There's deep fake technology. And all of a sudden, you have an entire, you have 20,000 people that are
not buying the Soldier Network movie. We said, let's go to Facebook. Not the Facebook. We're on Facebook. This movie thing, it's called Facebook. It's called The Facebook. They took liberties
home. Are security experts? You have to be involved in all the shit you never thought you had to be involved with. Think
and
about it as one person.
Here we go. Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg's a liar.
Yeah.
Why? The Facebook story's bullshit.
Yeah. He's a liar.
Okay.
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
I don't need you fucking making your comments back there, dude.
Go.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait.
Zuckerberg's a liar.
Zuckerberg's a liar.
A liar.
What do you mean?
First of all, he drops his hands when he strikes. Have you seen that? Every time he drops his hands.
He's a year in.
So
he's just a year in.
I mean, like, dude, if you tell the Asian guy, Mr. Karate, to tell him to keep his hands up when he throws.
I never got a lot. I didn't get anything like that from him.
Brian.
Did you listen to the interview?
His company was fucked. So what he did is he started selling our data without telling us.
So does Google.
What?
Everybody does that.
Yeah, but that's a real fucking problem, man. That's a real problem.
But by the way,
that is fucking wrong. Our data is fucking being sold without our permission, and we don't get a piece of it.
Yes.
Bust me off a chip, bro.
Right.
Okay, second of all, he didn't invent fucking Facebook. Facebook was invented by DARPA and given to him because he's a fucking Rockefeller or a Rothschild or some sort of person like that.
What are talking about?
Brian, we've already talked about this, bro.
He was a super smart. When you listen to him talk, you go, this guy's so smart. He's so fucking smart.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
smart. He took a fucking idea from the U.S. government and implemented it into our
He turned into a fucking...
He got help from the government, bro.
Sam.
Collector.
He runs Facebook, okay?
Yes.
He built Facebook.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Secret government agencies didn't come in and go... We're going to.
Of course they
did. We're going to mastermind.
Of course they
did. He's the guy.
Of course they did.
He's the guy.
Of course they did.
No, everybody uses Facebook.
Yeah.
Nobody was forcing it.
It's called LifeLog. Look it up.
But people were using Facebook because.
Yeah. Niggas on Twitch. My Twitch is gone, unfortunately. Yeah, I can't sign in. I know niggas on Twitch and like all that. I can't sign in. They want some SMS code. Or fucking two phones and two phone numbers ago. I said the stream, record it. I'm gonna start a new Twitch, which I know I'm gonna have to do. Which is annoying as shit, engage it, but I am gonna have to do that. Start a new Twitch. It's a new Twitch. My real Twitch channel, I was about to become a partner. My phone broke. You know, able to recover and get a new restart. The same thing today. I don't know where they signed me out. They signed me out of Twitch. God forbid you use your email and password. No, you use some SMS shit. From two phones and so this Twitch is on. So I'm gonna do another Twitch. Cause I delete these off of YouTube, but then you know the Twitch is gone now. Niggas on here on Twitch, but you think you're there, I can't sign in or anything. That's my probably gone. Your site's gone, I thank God. It's just like, it's hard. No. What's so hard, you know? I mean, I don't know what the art is.